Alain Mabankou was born in Congo in 1966. He's a novelist, poet, journalist, studied law in Congo, moved for law of economics, for the studies of law of economics to Paris, and is currently a professor of literature at the University of California. In LA. He writes fiction and nonfiction, and especially on the experience of diaspora, African Congolese diaspora in France, you might correct that, and another topic of his writing is colonialism in Congo. Broken Glass, his novel of 2005, was awarded an important, it was, you know, established one of the best known, no, what, I wrote something down, which I can't read now. Made him one of the best known African writers in France, and he's also been coined the Samuel Beckett of Africa. It's interesting. I'm really curious to hear what you have to say about those notions of nation, territory, belonging, because as I understand, you debate the belonging of a writer to a certain nation. Your first novel, Bleu, Blanc, Rouge, from 1999, won the Grand Prix Littéraire d'Afrique Noire. I don't speak French, you can all hear that. I'm not going to name all your other novels and books. Maybe the one that has been translated to German, Das Geschäft der Toten, was published in the translation of Holger Fock and Sabine Müller in 2023 at Liebeskind Publishing House. And now the floor is yours.
Thank you very well and very much. I'm still trying to own Hungarian literature because it was so amazing to see how the utility of the literature is very important. So I tried just to respond to the questions which was asked, what is writing and why write? I tried to depict my own experience as an African writer. So I was actually during my adolescence, I was thinking that it was actually at the time that I caught myself writing. I didn't know what I was writing, what writing meant at the time, since in my family, and it's still the case right now, we don't have a lot of people who went to school and who are the writer. So, as a matter of fact, reading was for us something which was like a religious moment. This kind of moment in which I was wondering why my father was reading a newspaper and what is happening within that newspaper. Writing at that time meant for me nothing because I found it like useless. I said to myself, writing maybe just I'm trying to keep secret everything so that people won't know what I'm doing. Excuse me, I'm trying to distract myself from the text. The text is just, I don't want to stay in it because as I listen to a lot of stuff, it's coming to my mind that I would have put more thing inside so that it's going to disturb everybody. But it's okay. So writing in this sense meant removing myself from reality, inhabiting a space over which I had control, giving my characters, my protagonists, powers that I did not have in daily life. Writing involves then making a pact with oneself, taking up the cause of reverie and becoming aware that it is a long-term undertaking, seemingly useless but beneficial for humankind. Coming from Africa, like Fisto Mwanza, because he's from Democratic Republic of Congo, the biggest Congo, and I'm from Congo Brazzaville, the smallest one. They were owned by the Belgium. We tried to escape from French people. So coming from Africa over there, I also know that writing remains an act of courage in many societies whose political regimes make writers a target. Under such conditions, writing constitutes a political act without straying from the aesthetic requirements of art. That aesthetic, which was said here by Sophia about avec les belles lettres, which the expression we use in France is l'art pour l'art. You're just writing for the beauty of your art. You're not writing just to request something. So why write? Probably because, as Samuel Beckett, who was quoted here, once upon it say, that's all we are good for. Because we heed a calling, a need so great that it can only be quenched by exercising our imaginations through narrative and poetry. The point of writing cannot be stated with precision. Its power lies in the fact that writers do not grasp the why, since if they knew why they wrote, their imaginations would totter and they would lose that anxiety essential to writing, that anxiety that perpetually challenges us to question ourselves without expecting an answer. From whom do we write? I have always felt that I address myself to an abstract character, to someone in whom I confide things that might render his existence more fortunate, at least while he is reading. This character changes nationality depending on the direction of my story. I don't write for anyone or anything in particular. I write first and foremost for myself, yet as a writer from sub-Saharan Africa, l'Afrique noire, I'm aware that Africans read my book with the idea that they are addressed primarily to them. This is because I speak about Africa, about Africans, and yet these books are published and distributed in Europe. Consequently, we are read much more widely in Europe than in our countries of origin, which could distort the aesthetic vision of an author who allows himself to be trapped by the mirage of a literature commercially acceptable to a European readership, but disconnected from sub-Saharan Africa. Africans make up the readership of desire, of the heart. European, the readership, in fact. I wanted to translate it like you have two kind of readership in African literature. You have the readership of the heart, which is the African, and the readership of the logic. I'm reading that African writer in order to know more about Africa. Whereas when an African is reading our text, they're gonna read a kind of reality which belongs to them, and they feel that it they own this kind of reality. So the European reader is like someone who is just borrowing this kind of landscape, which is he will give it back to the African writer. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.